stuff. That's a fact. It sucks how much stuff we shipped offshore. And I think you're right. You know, we're so established as a country now that I don't see manufacturing kicking in gear like that ever again because our military is so built up. I think if it were to get to that point, it would be far worse off and probably go nuclear before we needed to manufacture a bunch of light vehicles and tanks and weapons again. But, yeah, I do what I can. I'm assuming you're talking about Origin jeans, Anthony. I have a bad habit of buying cheap clothes because I destroy them, and I know they're, fortunately, not made in China. They're usually like Vietnam or something, but still, same principle. The money's not here. But, you know, anything I can, belts, boots, any leather products, I always make sure it's American-made. Like I was saying, knives, 100% American-made, flashlights. You know, the most expensive Chinese light you're going to buy is some, like, 40 billion lumen Olight for $300. You know, I was showing my wife the other day, and she almost threw up. I have $1,000 in mod lights, and I have three of them. So it costs a ton to buy American, but